Philip Sampapia, after these written here, today's date is 02-27-2025. Dictation is for Adrian Iguez. Iguez spells I-N-I-G-U-E-Z. Adrian spells A-D-R-I-A-N. Date of birth is 03-07-2007. This is a 17-year-old child accompanied by mom here with a sore throat period. Patient said this has been going. Parent said this has been going on for approximately 6 days, and said he's gotten worse yesterday and today. Period. Describe his pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with swallowing. His pain is non-radiating. It's confined to his throat. Period. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient reports cough. Says cough is dry, non-productive. Denies night sweats or weight loss. Next line. Patient reports nausea. Said he vomited yesterday, but none today. Next line. Patient reports fatigue and tiredness. Next line. Reports body aches and chills. Next line. Patient reports headache. Said the headache is not the worst of his life. Rated headache as 3/10, worse. With leaning forward, said headache is located in his maxillary and frontal sinuses region. Denies trauma. Said the headache was gradual onset. Patient denies stiff neck, denies neck pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next line. Next paragraph. Family history, cancer, diabetes, coronary artery disease, and asthma. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 satis, 98% at room air, blood pressure is 126/79, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, nose, congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses, correction. Next paragraph, face, no edema, no erythema. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, he bears weight well, with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph, neural alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves 3 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID infection, number 2, rhinitis, number 3, cough, number 4, sore throat, number 5, sinus pain, / headache, number 6, sore throat, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done for today: strep and flu. Both these tests were negative. Next test, COVID. COVID is positive. Patient and parent were educated on COVID infection. I'm strongly encourage patient, strongly recommend to mom the patient remains at home for the next few days to go back to school on Tuesday, 03-03-2025, to increase fluids. To come back to the clinic if worse, or go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed, period. Next paragraph, 24 hours risk for decompensation was, matrix was used in evaluating this patient. He has no history of diabetes. His pulse ox is 98%, well above the minimal threshold for negative outcome. Next line, vaccinations are up to date. Next line, patient is not diabetic, period, is risk for decompensation within 24 hours is low. Next line. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Paxlovid 150/100, one dose BID for 5 days. Next medication: Zofran 4 milligrams ODT, one SLTID PRN for nausea, vomiting. Number 12. Next medication: Albuterol 90 microgram MDI. Take 2 puffs TID PRN for cough. Next medication: Motrin 600 milligrams 1 PO TID PRN for pain and fever. Number 30, she gave me the opportunity to ask questions. She said he has none. Mom says she has none. Strongly reminded them strongly to come back to the clinic in force. Go to the nearest emergency room for your clothes. Increased fluids. End of the patient.